You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
There was a probable cause conference today for the eight defendants charged by Attorney General Bill Schuette in the Flint water disaster. Just what does that mean, and how does today's hearing fit into this legal process? Wayne State University law professor Peter Henning is back with us. Peter, just what is a probable cause conference?
Well, it's the first step after defendants have been charged. It's an opportunity for the government to say what it's going to do to establish probable cause that these defendants committed the crimes they're accused of. And for the defendant, it's their first chance to really see the government unveil its case, how it plans to prosecute them if the case gets to trial.
So we should refresh everyone's memory here. At the end of July, the Attorney General filed criminal charges against six state employees, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services employees Nancy Peeler, Corinne Miller, and Robert Scott, and from the Department of Environmental Quality, Leanne Schechter-Smith, Adam Rosenthal, and Patrick Cook. And then back in April, the AG announced felony charges against DEQ officials Stephen Bush and Mike Prisby, as well as City of Flint employee Mike Glasgow, but he pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor, and he's cooperating with the investigation, and other charges were dropped. So we have eight people at this probable cause conference. What are the main tasks now? If you represented any of these defendants, what would you be doing going forward?
Well, from here, the question is, does the government have enough evidence for the case to be bound over for trial? So at this preliminary phase, you don't have to prove a defendant guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. It's just, is there enough evidence for probable cause? In other words, essentially a reasonable belief that each of the defendants committed the crimes they're accused of. As a defense lawyer, what I want to do is I want to start to spot weaknesses in the government's case, and especially if I can see any legal weaknesses, that might be a basis for me to challenge the charge before we ever get to trial. So it's really for the defense lawyers a chance to explore the government's case without really revealing any of their case.
And if I'm on the Attorney General's team, my main mission is?
Get this case bound over for trial. You've got to put on enough evidence to convince the district judge that there is probable cause that these defendants committed the crime. And it's always a challenge for the prosecutor because you have to put on a good enough case, but you don't want to unveil your entire case. In that regard, it's a little bit like the preseason in any sport, that you've got to put on something there, but you don't unveil everything.
Almost like a legal poker game. I don't want to put the whole hand out on the table.
Right. You don't want to reveal everything, and you want to be careful not to expose your witnesses and put on too many witnesses, because every time a witness testifies, that becomes cannon fodder for the defense to cross-examine them at trial. And so, of course, the lawyers are going to look for any inconsistency, and people don't say the same thing twice. So it may be something innocuous, but it could be something important. And so as a prosecutor, I don't want to create evidence that could be used against one of my witnesses. So I have to be careful in that regard.
Assuming that the judge today says, yes, I do find probable cause to proceed, then what comes next?
Then it's off to trial. That's the next formal proceeding. Now, there will be, between the preliminary exam and the trial, there will be challenges, and I expect most, if not all, the defendants to challenge the charges and say that even if everything the government says is true, we didn't commit the crime, especially, for example, the misconduct in office charge that is filed against, if not all of them, at least almost all of them. There are some tough legal issues in there that the Attorney General's office has to overcome. Those will be decided initially before trial, but ultimately this is going to end up one way or another in the Court of Appeals.
Peter Henning is a law professor at Wayne State University. Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Today's court hearing in Flint resulted in preliminary examination dates being set for all eight defendants. The preliminary examinations will be done in three batches, starting next January 18th and running through April 3rd.